I ended Girls Got that last segment, like, really abruptly. Because everyone came home and I was like, oh, well, shit. Well, now I can't stony ramble. This sucks. People are going to want to hang out. Shit. So I'm going to do a little recap of my day. And the window's open yet again. Got some incense burning. I'm a considerate person. I would rather that this whole fucking home smell, like, I don't know what the fuck this particular scent is. It's called the moon. It appeals to the lame witchy side of me, that 13-year-old that loves Hot Topic. Anyway, it's a really good scent. I'd rather that this whole house smells like fucking sage or something than weed. So burn it before you start, you guys. Otherwise, it's not gonna work. And I'm listening to throwbacks as fuck. So I think I'm gonna stop talking once that little, because I had like 5 songs fucking ready. So once those songs stop and I finish this bowl, we'll be done. And in case you did not listen to the first part, I dropped my bong and you can hear my, like, you can feel you are going through all of the stages of grief with me. And then you find out that, you know, it's fine. And I, oh God, amazing. So I'm going to take another hit and I'm going to tell you guys about my day. And yeah. That little bitch tried to fucking jump too. Oh my god. I didn't put my bong, like, I guess on the space of my my weird bed frame on that little fucking space that I got, and it almost tipped over and I was like, oh god, not again. My life is flashing before my eyes again. God, that's some good fucking weed though. I think I smoked 2 bowls yesterday. You guys actually heard that in audio. And the first bowl ended up tragically. It was gone before its time. AKA half of it was left. Oh god. How are you doing? Why me, God? I'm such a good person. I go to church semi-regularly. I don't. Oh, I do, but not for religious reasons, as dumb as that sounds. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing that you guys probably don't want to hear about, because that's weird. And then the second bowl I smoked, you know, like, you know how you pour some out for your homies that aren't there at the function, you know. And so I poured one out for that lost bowl. I was so young. Anyways, I smoked those 2 bowls and I fell asleep before midnight. And my insomnia is a bitch and a half, so that was kind of like the most amazing thing in the world to me. And I did promptly eat a ton of crap. Well, it wasn't a ton of crap. It was a lot of snacks, but like at least they were good snacks, like grapes and shit. But I should not have been eating at 10. And I'm trying to, okay, I'm wedging my phone between my cacti. Be cool. Yeah? Thank you. I'll just talk to my plants. I also like to play music for them. Just another fun thing about me. I know I won't be. Oh my god, there's a Judas dog. Oh my god, 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 you guys. You guys. You guys. Oh my god. Oh my god, I think that's my dog's boyfriend. Yeah, I think it is my dog's boyfriend. Okay, so some background. Again, another hit. And oh my god, this dog is so precious. It's got little red booties, and it's got this little sweater, and it's like black and white checkered, and then it's red, and then it's black on the bottom, and it's just so precious, and he looks so cool, so cavalier, so, oh my god, he looks amazing. I am not over this dog. I cannot be. I physically cannot be. Ah, god damn it, the music app stopped. So I'm gonna keep recording though, even if there's no music, even though it physically hurts me. But you know, enjoy the silence, some Depeche Mode shit, you know. So I've thought of this on the bus, actually. I've thought of one of them before, but I thought of this on the bus today. You guys know the song, right? Just like replace it with bong, like just hand me that bong. That bong, 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 bong. And then there's one, you know, there is a light, but it never goes out. There is bong and it never goes out. So, you know.
There is a bong and it never goes out. There is a bong and it never goes out. I've done that one before too.
I sang that to my friends before. Oh, it's so great. Anyways. Okay, so background on... Oh, God. Someone's going to listen to this and they're going to tell me how many times I switch subjects. And, man, I'm sorry. My airheadedness just becomes tenfold when I smoke. Surprise of the century, I know. Anyways, okay, I'm going to start with... Okay, my dog's boyfriend and then I'm going to talk about my day. Okay, so my dog's boyfriend. There's this dog in our neighborhood that... I don't know the fascination my dog holds with this dog. This particular dog is a little white fluffy dog, like a tiny little poodle. Not like a tiny poodle. Like it's a very, it is smallish. It is white. It's got curly hair. Anyone know what type of dog I'm talking about? Someone will know. Someone will know, and whoever links me a picture and tells me what kind of dog they are, I will love you five ever. Seriously, I will totally owe you one actually. Okay, so sometimes this dog, a lot of the time, this dog is in his yard, and when we pass by, my dog, like, runs to the fence and, like, in the gaps in the fence, and they just, like, stare at each other, and they, like, wag their tails, and they, like, and it's so weird, and I don't understand if, like, okay, because every time we see this dog on the street, because we've seen him more than a few times on our walks, like, my dog just totally, like, he gets a little too excited, and he barks, and I'm just, like, what do you want? Do you love him? Do you not? Do you want to be friends? Like, I don't get it. I need to pay attention more to, like, the tone of my dog's bark so I can figure out, like, what he thinks of this dog. Because, like, because you can tell when a dog's, like, into another dog or, like, I mean, friend-wise, people get your minds out of the gutter. Or, like, or if they just want to fight them, you know? So, like, I need to figure this out because it's seriously bugging me. Okay, so my day. I had to do this really long, boring, passport renewal thing today. Yeah, that's what I had to do. I had to renew my passport. And that meant I had to go into, a farther corner of Los Angeles than I'm used to. So downtown LA, I was by MacArthur Park. And, the whole process actually wasn't that bad. I had a wonderful distraction in the form of a dude. Oh, he's probably gonna hate that I refer to him as a dude. Who cares? Oh, I care. That's a little rude. Anyways. Had a wonderful conversation. And, it's one word for it. And afterwards, I was fucking starving. So, it being LA and me having all of $5 on me, I did not plan ahead. I like took a nap after breakfast and I was like an hour behind everything and I was like rushing everything and I did not grab enough cash this morning. But anyways, so I bought a street hot dog, and anyone who's ever had a street hot dog knows the gross type of magic that they are. So I took my street hot dog, went across the street to MacArthur Park, and I stayed there for about oh man, I think I might have stayed there about an hour. An hour of stolen alone time, and it was just so wonderful. And there was this dude that was, like, fishing there, and I was like, well, first off, I didn't know that MacArthur Lake had fucking fish. That's gross. This entire lake is disgusting, and there's a real homeless problem in that part of LA. Actually, there's a real homeless problem in Los Angeles, you guys. Donate to your local homeless shelter, please. Like, thank you. Anyway, it's still a really beautiful park, and there was this dude, like, I just thought it was so funny, because here is this, like, this park that, God, this park is actually kind of, it's kind of a little grimy, this park that is literally just, like, that is just populated by homeless people, and that reeks of fucking piss and trash, and it's in a weird part of LA, because I heard a lot of sirens going by. And there's, like, a lot of traffic, so it's this weird lake, this weird park is just fucking smack down in the middle of LA, and it's clearly got, like, it's kind of, like, a grimy problem. Here comes this dude with his fucking fishing rods and his Herschel backpack and his fucking Birkenstocks, and he's gonna come fish, and I'm just like, man, the fucking contrast is just so fucking weird, and, He was very kind enough to inform me that there were fish because I asked. And, he was a smart one and he brought marijuana. And I did not, so that was kind of a bummer. But I still had a really nice time just like taking my time with my hot dog and just, I didn't listen to music actually. I read for a little bit. I was just kind of basking in the sun and just texting my friends. And I don't mean like every 2 seconds, but I think I ignored them for about 20 minutes at one point while I was eating. I was like, fuck off, leave me alone. I want to enjoy the Zen moment. And then I finally left. And I had more than a few seagulls scare me. I hate seagulls. I hate them with all my heart. If you love seagulls, you can get the fuck out of my face. But then I went back to the subway. And the ride wasn't too bad. The ride home wasn't too bad, even though I needed to pee like a motherfucker. I got home. I'm smoking. The sun is setting. I have to walk my dog a little later than usual because I'm doing a favor for someone that said they would be back soon. So hopefully they get back soon and I can walk my dog because I really like this time of night. I really like being out. I like seeing all the colors that the sky changes into and the gradient, you know, the colors. Just all the hues and everything. I love this time of day. The dawn and this time of day. There's always an exact moment during the sunset where you can't tell if the sun is setting or rising. And that's also why I love being out, you know. It's the shit that happens once a day. Like, come on, how amazing is that? And another hits. So subway, came back home, and that was my day. It was actually really, really good. That thing at the concert didn't take as long as I thought it would, so that was super dope. And oh my gosh, my sister is such a sweetheart, and she left me cheese. It's fucking French cheese, and it's, oh my god, it's delicious, and I have to ask her what it is. It's probably not even French, and she's probably gonna be like, you uncultured ass bitch. But I'm gonna ask her what it is. It's delicious, and she left me a bunch. And I'm gonna go eat some with some fuck she brought, because she brought a baguette too. Little tiny bites of baguette. And then I'm gonna drink some caffeine because this kush is sedating a bitch. Smoking that OG kush. And then I'm gonna post this and hopefully you guys listen to both parts. I really, really hope that you guys know. Oh gosh. And so. Yeah, I hope you guys had great days, and I'm gonna check up on my fucking Tell Me Something Good Tuesday thread, and, really hope that you guys could hear me, because, like, the street seems really, really loud now, and, man, I wish that you guys could experience the joy that I'm feeling right now, just fucking looking at all the colors in the sky. It's ridiculous, and I really hope that person comes home soon, because I just need to go, go, go! Ah! Alright. Bye!